Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Joyful, Anyway, is a work of spiritual memoir, cultural criticism, and reflective self-help by Kate Bowler, a Duke University historian known for writing about suffering, illness, faith, and the limits of easy optimism. Building on her experience of serious cancer and chronic vulnerability, Bowler examines why the modern pursuit of happiness often fails people whose lives are marked by grief, pain, disappointment, or uncertainty. The book does not present joy as a reward for positive thinking or as evidence that hardship has been solved. Instead, it argues that joy can appear within unfinished, difficult circumstances, often when control is loosened and attention becomes available to surprise, connection, humor, and generosity. Its purpose is both interpretive and practical to name the persistent ache many people carry, challenge the cultural pressure to optimize every feeling, and offer ways of becoming more receptive to moments that make life feel worth loving even when life remains hard. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, separating durable joy from the cultural chase for happiness, Bowler begins from a distinction that shapes the whole book. Happiness is often treated as a state to be achieved, while joy is presented as something less controllable and more resilient. Modern wellness culture frequently implies that people can optimize their bodies, relationships, moods, and futures if they apply enough discipline, gratitude, therapy, productivity, or belief. Bowler sees this promise as inadequate for people facing realities that do not respond to effort, such as illness, chronic pain, grief, and disappointment. The point is not that happiness is trivial, but that making it the central measure of a good life can intensify shame when life remains painful. Joyful, Anyway, argues that joy does not require every condition to improve first. It can coexist with fear, fatigue, and loss because it is not the same as emotional comfort. This makes the book distinct from conventional happiness advice. Bowler does not offer a system for mastering mood. She reframes joy as an interruption of the expected script, a sign that life can still disclose beauty, humor, and attachment even when it cannot be made tidy. Secondly, naming the ache as a normal feature of human experience, a major contribution of the book is its language for the ache, the low-grade yearning, incompleteness, or heaviness that can remain even when a person is grateful, loved, or outwardly stable. Bowler treats this ache not as a failure of faith, maturity, or attitude, but as part of being human in a world where good and hard are often inseparable. This matters because many popular approaches to suffering either demand triumph over pain or invite people to explain it away. Bowler resists both moves. Her attention to illness and chronic fragility gives the ache concrete weight. Survival does not erase vulnerability, and relief does not remove longing. By allowing gratitude and ache to stand together, the book gives readers a more realistic emotional vocabulary. It also reduces the pressure to perform constant recovery. The ache becomes something to notice and carry, not necessarily something to defeat. This framework is especially useful for readers who are not in crisis, but still feel restless, disappointed, or tender in ways that ordinary success cannot resolve. Thirdly, putting yourself in the way of joy through receptive practices. Although Bowler rejects formulas for manufacturing joy, she does not leave the reader with only theory. The book offers the practical idea of putting yourself in the way of joy, which means arranging life so that joy has more chances to arrive. This approach depends on receptivity rather than control. Practices such as loosening control, introducing novelty, choosing charity, and remaining open to surprise are not presented as guarantees. They are ways of shifting attention and posture. Loosening control matters because rigid expectations often prevent people from recognizing unexpected goods. Novelty matters because it interrupts emotional sameness and can make the world feel vivid again. Charity matters because joy is often relational, emerging when attention moves beyond self-protection toward generosity. These practices are modest, but that modesty is part of their credibility. Bowler does not claim that a walk, a joke, a kind act, or an unfamiliar experience will solve suffering. She suggests that such openings can make life porous to moments that are unplanned, embodied, and renewing. Fourthly, using memoir, humor, and inquiry to test joy in ordinary life, the book works through a hybrid form rather than a single argument. Bowler uses memoir to ground the subject in lived experience, cultural analysis to explain why happiness has become an obligation, and humorous inquiry to examine how people search for relief. Accounts connected to illness, family, parenting, chronic pain, and encounters with care keep the book from becoming abstract. At the same time, lighter episodes, including reported excursions into wellness spaces and unusual experiments in seeking joy, prevent the topic from becoming solemn or overly pious. This tonal range is important because Bowler treats joy as something that appears in the same world as absurdity and vulnerability. Humor is not used to deny pain. It becomes evidence that pain does not occupy every available inch of experience. The method also allows Bowler to question easy answers without adopting cynicism. By moving between tenderness and comedy, she shows that joy is not a pure or elevated mood. It is often mixed, surprising, bodily, and socially mediated. Lastly, rejecting toxic optimism while preserving a serious account of hope, Bowler has long written against religious and cultural systems that turn suffering into a problem of attitude, faith, or personal effort. Joyful, anyway, continues the critique by refusing toxic optimism, the habit of insisting that pain must be reframed quickly as blessing, lesson, or opportunity. Yet the book is not anti-hope. Its more careful claim is that hope and joy become more trustworthy when they do not require denial. Bowler draws on a background in Christian thought and American religious history, but the book does not depend on simplistic providential explanations. References to thinkers such as Augustine and C.S. Lewis, along with reflections shaped by her own life, place joy within a larger moral and spiritual tradition. The resulting vision is less about certainty than fidelity to reality. Readers are invited to love life without pretending it is fair, efficient, or fully understandable. This position distinguishes the book from both secular optimization culture and sentimental religious consolation. It offers a hope that is chastened, observant, and emotionally honest. In conclusion, Joyful, anyway, is best suited for readers who are tired of being told that a better attitude, a better plan, or a better routine will make hard realities disappear. It will especially resonate with people navigating illness, grief, chronic pain, caregiving, disappointment, or the quieter sense that an outwardly functional life still carries an ache. Its practical benefit lies in giving readers usable language and modest practices without turning joy into another performance goal. Intellectually, the book clarifies why the pursuit of happiness can become burdensome when it ignores limits, mortality, and unresolved sorrow. Compared with many books in the self-help, spirituality, and grief categories, Bowler stands out for combining scholarly awareness, memoir, theological sensitivity, and comic timing. She neither offers a clinical program nor a triumphant survival narrative. Instead, she examines how joy can arrive amid contradiction, when pain remains real and life still contains beauty. That refusal to simplify is the main value of the book. It treats readers as people who do not need slogans, but who may need a more truthful map for living with both ache and delight. If you would like to support Kate Bowler, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.